欢迎大家回到，成为真实基督徒的第26堂课。今天，是我们2022年第一次的聚会。我们很感谢神，在上个礼拜我们。这个时间我们是有个跨年的聚会，神非常荣耀的与我们同在，对我们说话。但是今天我们就回到这个课堂来，我想我们还是大家还是先有一点点安静的时间，然后等一下，今天我邀请到我们的 Martha 牧师来跟我们分享。他是我们所有老师中，他是最早国内在生活的。他幼年的时候就，在这种环境中，他的妈妈是一位非常虔诚、爱主、祷告的人，常常是把人带到主的面前来。他17岁就，到信心家庭，在那边住了8年，受到很好的训练，所以他的生活基本上都是。与主同在，国内在生活，所以1个多礼拜前，我就跟他讲，我说玛莎牧师，我们现在正在分享住在主里面，还有安静等候神，你是来分享这个题目最好的老师，所以他也很高兴就能够来到我们这里。我们先稍微安静一下，然后玛莎牧师就会带领我们来到主的面前。OK，玛莎牧师，我就把下边的时间交给你，我们的宝华姐妹会为她翻译。
Oh Jesus, you're here.
Oh, 主耶稣，你在这里。
We've come to be with you.
我们来跟你在一起。
We want to rest in your presence.
我们要在你的同在里安息。
Oh, you're so beautiful, Lord Jesus.
主耶稣，你何等的荣美！
We thank you that you desire to visit us.
我们感谢你，你渴望来造访我们。
We hear you knocking at the door of all of our hearts.
我们听见你在敲我们每一个人的心门。
And we say, Come in, Lord Jesus, come in.
我们就对你说：“主耶稣，请进来，请进来。
”We want you to live with us.
我们愿意你来与我们同住。
We want our hearts to be your home.
我们愿意我们的心成为你的家。
We welcome you tonight.
今天晚上我们欢迎你。
We pray that you will warm every heart with your presence.
我们恳求你以你的同在来温暖每一颗心。
Give us a sense of your nearness.
赐给我们，你知道你是这样的跟我们亲近。
We ask you to work within us.
我们恳求你在我们的里面工作。
Make changes in us.
在我们里面做那大改变。
We want to be ready for your coming.
我们要为着你的再来预备好。
And we ask the Holy Spirit to make changes in us.
我们恳求你的圣灵在我们里面做改变。
We give you the glory, we give you the praise.
我们把荣耀赞美归给你。
Make us more like Mary that's willing to sit down and rest in your presence.
使我们像玛利亚一样愿意坐在你的脚前安息在你的同在里。
You said that's the one thing needful.
你说那是不可少的一件事。
You called it the best part.
你称它为上好的福分。
Where we could be in communion with you.
我们可以与你来交通。
And partake of your spirit.
领受你自己的灵。
We ask it for your glory in your name, Jesus. Amen.
我们为着你的荣耀而祷告，奉你的名，阿门。
Jesus is so faithful.
耶稣是何等的信实。
Every time we turn our attention to him, he makes himself real.
每一次我们把注意力转向他，他就向我们显得如此真实。
I wondered if Sister Alice would sing for us.
我想知道圣洁姐妹是否可以给我们唱一首歌。
She loves to sing about the Lord Jesus.
她喜爱唱关于主的诗歌。
And she's going to sing, Christ lives in me.
她要唱主活在我心。
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
赞美主，赞美神。是的，哦，我们的主活在我们的里面。Hallelujah. 赞美主，赞美神。天愿立足死在最终，于心毫无亮光，皆深深夜我梦光照，尽诸居我心房。主活在我心，主活在我心，哦，何等奇妙救恩基督活在我心。真如太阳射出光芒，地上百花齐放，神赐生命慈爱亮光，尽诸居我心房。主活在我心，主活在我心，哦，何等奇妙救恩，基督活在我心。主活在我心，主活在我心， 何等奇妙救恩，基督活在我心。哈利路亚，哈利路亚，主啊，我们赞美你，赞美你。哦，真的是何等的奇妙，救主基督就活在我们的里面。哈利路亚，主，我们赞美你。哦，哈利路亚，我们真的是蒙恩的罪人。主，你竟然爱我们，你愿意与我们同住。主啊，我们感谢赞美你，谢谢你。哦，主啊，因着你活着，我们也要活着。哈利路亚，赞美主，谢谢主的恩典。奉耶稣的名祷告，阿们。
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
That is the beginning of the inner life when Jesus comes to live within us.
那就是内在生活的开始，当耶稣临到我们，住在我们的里面。
I was interested in your title of your lesson, The Real Christian Life.
我对你们课堂的主题非常感兴趣，成为一个真实的基督徒。
My mother told me that I was dedicated to the Lord when I was 3 weeks old.
我妈妈告诉我，当我三周大的时候，她就把我奉献给主了。
She said I would have been dedicated sooner, but we had a blizzard of snow and they couldn't get to the church for3 weeks.
他说他们本来想要奉献我更早，但是我们那里有暴风雪，不能够到教会去。
But when I was 6 or 7 years old, that's when I asked Jesus to come into my heart.
当我六七岁的时候，我就邀请了主耶稣进入我的心。
And of course, I went to Sunday school.
当然我也参加主日学。
And my mother was a teacher in the church, so we went 2 or 3 times a week to church.
我妈妈是教会的主日学老师，所以我们一个礼拜去教会两三次。
And Sunday night, the pastor often asked, "Do you want to get saved?"
在周日的晚上，牧师总是问我们是不是愿意得救，成为主的门徒。
And I think I went to the altar every week.
我相信我每一周我都会来到祭坛的面前。
I asked Jesus to save me.
我请求耶稣来拯救我。
Because I began to see how I would do something that was disobedient.
因为我看见我会做一些悖逆神的事。
So I think from the time I was 7 to 14, I was up and down.
所以当我从七岁到十四岁的之间，我经历了一些上上下下。
But when I believe I was about 14 when I was baptized in the Holy Spirit.
我相信当我十四岁的时候，我受了圣灵的洗。
And I was in a prayer meeting in our home when I sensed the presence of the Lord.
在我们家的一个祷告会里，我感受到了神的同在。
The teachers from the faith home in Zion, Illinois, where Mrs. Robinson taught, had come to our home to visit.
在西安城的信心家庭，那是罗炳森师母教导的地方。那些老师来到了我们的家来拜访我们。
And while they were speaking and praying, I felt my heart burning within.
当他们教导、传讲神的话的时候，我感到我的心里充满了火热，为着神的爱充满了火热。
I remembered.Hearing the story about Jesus speaking to the men on the road to Emmaus.
我记得他们讲了一个故事，主耶稣在对以马忤斯路上的两个门徒说话。
They didn't recognize Jesus. After the resurrection,
在耶稣复活以后，他们没有认出耶稣。
Jesus explained the scriptures to them and then disappeared.
主耶稣向他们讲解了圣经，然后就消失了。
But they said afterward, didn't our heart burn within us when he walked with us on the way?
然后他们说，当他与我们同行的时候，我们心里岂不是火热的吗？
Well, when I was 14, then in that prayer meeting, I felt my heart burning.
当我14岁的时候，在那个祷告会里，我感受到我的心里充满了火热。
And all I can tell you is it was so full of peace.
所以我能告诉你的就是我心里满了平安。
The peace of the Lord was on everybody in the meeting.
主的平安充满了聚会中的每一个人。
It doesn't take a large group of people. The Lord tells us if there's just two or three gathered in His name, there He is in the midst.
并不需要有很多的人聚集在一起。主耶稣说，无论在哪里，有两三个人奉我的名聚会，我就在那里与他们同在。
Whatever happened at that time, I was spoiled for whatever the world offered me.
在那个时刻所发生的，使我好像被宠坏了，以至于世界上任何事情都不能够再满足我的心。
I must say, I felt this is the real Christian life.
我必须说，这就是一个真正的、真实的基督徒的生活。
Recognizing the presence of Jesus.
认出主耶稣的同在。
And then when I was graduating from high school, the door opened for me to train in the faith home in Zion.
当我高中毕业以后，神就开门，让我在锡安城的信心家庭里受训。
Every meeting they started like you do in Jesus' ministry.
他们每一堂的聚会开始都是像你们这样的开始。
They would quiet their hearts.
他们安静他们的心。
They would recognize it was Jesus' meeting.
他们会承认这些聚会是属于主耶稣的。
And everyone was invited to testify or speak about him.
每一个人都被邀请来见证主，传讲主。
And we had some teaching about the abiding life.
我们也被教导怎样住在主里面。
Those wonderful chapters in John's Gospel, chapter 14, 15, and 16.
被教导约翰福音那奇妙的章节14章、15章、16章。
Jesus said, I'm the true vine and my father is the vine dresser.
主耶稣说，我是真葡萄树，我父是栽培的人。
He said, every branch in me that doesn't bear fruit, he takes it away.
他说，凡不结果子的枝子就要被剪去。
And every branch that bears fruit, he prunes it, that it may bear more fruit.
凡结果子的，他就修理干净，使枝子结果子更多。
And he said, abide in me and I in you, because the branch cannot bear fruit of itself.
他说，你们要常在我里面，我也常在你们里面。枝子若不常在葡萄树上，自己就不能结果子。
Unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me.
你们若不常在我里面，也是这样。
He goes on to say, I am the vine, you are the branches.
他继续说，我是葡萄树，你们是枝子。
He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit, for without me you can do nothing.
常在我里面的，我也常在他里面，这人就多结果子， 因为离了我，你们就不能做什么。
This is the real Christian life.
这就是一个真实的基督徒的生命。
We try other ways to please God.
我们尝试很多的方法来讨神喜悦。
Many people want to do great works for God.
很多人想要为神做伟大的工。
Maybe they go to preaching great messages to win souls.
也许他们要传讲很伟大的信息来赢得灵魂。
Or they make many sacrifices to help the poor.
或者他们做很多的牺牲来帮助穷人。
But oftentimes they get very weary and worn out.
但常常他们会变得精疲力竭。
Because Jesus is saying, without me, you can do nothing at all.
因为主耶稣说，离了我，你们就什么都不能做。
You need to be connected to me.
你们需要与我连结。
You need to hang on.
你们需要住在我里面。
You know what a vine is? It has these branches that go out.
你知道枝子在树上是怎么样一回事？
It's very easy when you look at a plant and you see it. If a branch is laying on the ground, it is lifeless.
当你看到一个植物，如果它的枝子掉在地上了，就一点生命都没有。
There isn't any fruit on it. There aren't any grapes growing on it.
上面不会有果子，不会有葡萄。
But if that branch is hanging on to the vine, it bears much fruit.
但如果那枝子是连在葡萄树上的，就能够结出很多的果子。
That's why Jesus is calling us to abide in him.
那就是为什么主耶稣呼召我们来住在他的里面。
He said, if we abide in him and his words abide in us, we can ask what we will and it'll be done.
他说我们若住在他里面，他的话就常在我们里面，我们无论向他求什么，他就为我们成就。
Yes, abiding in him and his words abide in us.
是的，我们若住在他里面，他的话就常在我们里面。
We need to be careful that our words are his words.
我们要小心谨慎，我们的话语必须是他的话语。
Because then whatever we ask, it'll be done because it'll be according to God's will.
因为只有那样我们所祈求的，他就给我们成就，因为我们所祈求的就是神的旨意。
Now, you know, that was many years ago when I was in my 20s that I was learning about waiting on the Lord.
你知道那是很多年以前，当我在二十几岁的时候，我开始学习安静等候神。
It's wonderful to be in a meeting like that where the cloud of his presence comes down.
在那样的聚会当中是何等的奇妙，神同在的云彩就降临覆盖着我们。
But that can't always be what happens.
但那并不是一直都会发生。
Sometimes we're alone.
有的时候我们是单独一个人。
And yet Jesus said, I will never leave you.
然而主耶稣应许我永不离开你。
I'll never forsake you.
我永不离弃你。
So, what if we don't feel his presence?
所以如果我们不感到他的同在怎么办呢？
That's the time we need to believe him.
那就是我们需要相信他的时刻。
And you can quote his words to yourself. Jesus, you said you are with me always.
你可以引用他的话对你自己说，哦，主耶稣，你应许你永远与我同在。
You said you'd never leave me, never forsake me.
你说你永不离开我，也不撇弃我。
And so this life of abiding in Christ is a life of faith.
所以这种住在主里面的生活是一个信心的生活。
I love it when I feel the warmth of His presence.
我非常喜爱能够感受到他同在的温暖。
It seems He's blessed me that when I come to speak to you, I have much of sense of His presence.
当我被邀请来与你们分享的时候，我感受到他极大的同在，他大大的祝福了我。
I know that is nothing in myself because the Lord said that of ourselves we can do nothing.
我知道那并不是出于我自己，因为主说离了他我们什么都不能做。
I believe it's His own intense desire to have fellowship with you.
我相信这是出于他强烈的愿望，他要与你们有交通。
It doesn't matter where you are or who you are.
不管你是在哪里，不管你是谁。
He made man to have fellowship with him.
他创造了人类，为了要跟他有交通。
When he created Adam, he came every day to walk with him in the garden.
当他创造了亚当，他每天都来到伊甸园，与亚当同行。
But one day God came and He said, Adam, where are you?
但有一天神来到园子里说，亚当你在哪里？
And because of sin, Adam hid from God.
因为罪的缘故，亚当就躲避神的面。
But later on in the book of Genesis, we read about Enoch.
但在创世纪后面的章节，我们读到以诺。
Now Enoch walked with God.
以诺与神同行。
He did what Adam should have done. He walked with God.
他做了亚当本应该做的事，他与神同行。
And one of my teachers used to say, when they were out walking, God said to him, Enoch, we're closer to my house than yours. Let's go home.
我的老师曾经教导我，当他与神同行的时候，神说，以诺，你现在离我的家很近了，让我们一起回我们的家去吧。
So the scripture says Enoch was not, God took him.
所以经文告诉我们，以诺就不见了，神把他接走了。
That wasn't just a one-time experience for Enoch, it was daily he walked with God.
对以诺来说，那不是只是一次的经验，他是每一天与神同行。
Daily he wanted to be in his presence.
每一天他都来在神的同在里。
So even though I told you I was saved at 7, oh my God, it took many years later to even experience that God's Spirit was within me.
所以我告诉你们，虽然我是在六七岁的时候就得救了，但是在很多年以后，我才真正的认识到神的灵就住在我的里面。
In these chapters in John, we learn that Jesus was telling them he was going to the cross.
在约翰福音这些章节里，他告诉我们主耶稣要上十字架了。
But he would come back by his Holy Spirit.
但他还会借着他的圣灵再次回到我们当中。
And he wanted to live within them.
他渴望住在他们的里面。
His precious blood shed for our sin made it possible for us to have this fellowship with him.
他为我们流出了宝血，使得我们能以与他相交。
And the Lord promises that he is going to make us more like him as we yield to him.
神应许我们，若我们更多的降服于他，他就把我们变成更加的像他的样式。
He wants us to take time to be in his presence.
他想要我们更多的花时间在他的同在里。
That's very clear in the Gospels. He says, go into your closet and shut the door.
在福音书里这是很清楚的。他说你要进入内室关上门。
He wants to have personal time with us.
他渴望与我们有个人交通的时间。
He loves each one of us individually.
他爱我们每一个个别的人。
And when we have these quiet times in his presence, he changes us.
当我们有这些在他面前安静的时间，他就在这样的时间里改变我们。
He breaks down barriers in our souls.
他把我们灵魂里的一切的障碍破除。
All of us were born with our own individual nature.
我们每一个人生来都有我们自己的天性。
Some of us have a very strong self-will.
有些人生来就有强烈的自我意志。
Other of us are inclined to be proud.
另外一些人倾向于比较骄傲。
We have a desire to be superior.
我们渴望能够有一种优越感超过别人。
And there are others that just want to have a good time and laugh their life away.
另外一些人只是想要享受生活，享受生命。
But when Jesus comes in to dwell within us, he begins to show us we need to be changed.
但是当耶稣来到我们里面住下的时候，他开始向我们显示，我们需要被他来改变。
Maybe we have lived in our own nature for 20, 30, 40 years.
也许我们在我们的天性中已经活了20年、30年甚至40年。
And we think we're all right just the way we are.
我们觉得我们这样的样子就是很好了。
Martha thought she was right in the Bible. She said, Jesus, Mary's not helping me. I'm having to do all the work myself.
就好像马大他觉得他自己做的是对的。他说主耶稣我的妹子玛利亚没有来帮助我。我在做很多的事为着你。
But Jesus said, Martha, Martha, Mary has chosen the better part.
但主耶稣对他说马大马大玛利亚选择了那上好的福分。
Yes, work needs to be done for the Lord.
是的，是有很多的工作要为主来做。
But in our scripture it says without him we can do nothing.
但是经文告诉我们，离了他我们什么都不能做。
We need to be connected to him.
我们需要与他连结。
We need to have our ears open to hear his voice.
我们需要有开通的耳朵，能听见他的声音。
We need to allow him to correct us.
我们需要许可他来纠正我们。
And we give him opportunity when we get quiet in his presence.
当我们在他的同在里安静下来的时候，我们就给他这样的机会来做。
We come before him and say, Oh Jesus, make me more like you.
我们到他面前对他说，哦，主耶稣，使我变得更像你。
And then when we leave to go about our duties from his presence, we take him with us.
然后当我们离开内室去开始完成我们每天的责任时，我们是带着他与我们同去。
No matter how long we have learned to walk in his presence, we need to practice every day.
无论我们学习操练他的同在有多久了，我们需要每天来这样的操练。
I'm someone who likes to work in the kitchen like Martha did, and I like to bake.
我就好像马大一样，我喜欢在厨房里做事，我喜欢烘焙。
But as I'm getting older, I find out I make many mistakes.
当我越来越年长的时候，我发现我犯了很多的错误。
So I'm learning to say, Jesus, help me with this recipe.
所以我学习到要对主耶稣祈求说，主耶稣，你帮助我这个配方。
Or there may be some cleaning that needs to be done. I say, oh Jesus, strengthen me that we'll clean this room together.
或者当我需要打扫房间的时候，我会跟主耶稣说，主帮助我，加添我力量，让我们一起来打扫这个房间。
Jesus wants to be your friend.
耶稣渴望成为你的朋友。
He desires to have us live with him every day.
他渴望我们每天都跟他生活在一起。
Oh, he wants it to be an unbroken fellowship.
他想要与我们有不间断的交通。
And the best part is because He is within us. Nothing can separate us from him.
最棒的就是他已经住在我们里面，没有什么能够让我们跟他隔开。
There are some tactics that the enemy uses to break our fellowship with Jesus.
仇敌有一些诡计，想要破坏我们跟主之间的交通。
Sometimes they're good things.
有些时候是一些很好的事情。
And sometimes they're just a result of our flesh wanting its own way.
另外一些时候是我们的肉体想要自己做大。
But the enemy doesn't care how much we work for God. He wants to keep us from having fellowship with God.
仇敌不在乎我们为主做了多大的事工，他就是不想要我们与神之间有交通。
That's why Paul says in 1 Corinthians 13, though I give my body to be burned.
那就是保罗在哥林多前书13章所说的，就算我舍己身叫人焚烧。
And though I sell all my goods to feed the poor.
或者变卖所有的周济穷人。
Oh, and even if I have gifts of prophecy and miracles.
或者就算我有先知讲道之能，有神行神迹的信心。
And I understand all the doctrine in the Bible.
我明白圣经里一切的真理和教义。
But the Apostle Paul says, if I don't have love, I have nothing.
但使徒保罗说，我若没有爱，就算不得什么。
All love comes from a union with Jesus Christ.
所有的爱是从与耶稣基督的联合而来的。
I heard about a saint way back in the 1700s named Teresa.
我听说过在16、17世纪有一个圣徒叫德蕾莎。
She didn't live a long life, but she was one of those lovers of Jesus.
她没有活很长的时间，她是耶稣的爱人之一。
And everything she did, she said, oh, I'm doing this for love of Jesus.
他说他每一件事都是对主耶稣说，我在为着爱主耶稣而做。
If she had to make the bed, she did it for love of Jesus.
当他铺床的时候，也是为着爱主耶稣而做。
Someone said, well, you You're not very good at doing much. Why don't you scrub the floor?
有人对他说，你不太会做事情，你最好来擦地板。
And she always said in her heart, Oh Jesus, this is just for you.
她总是在心里对主说，主耶稣，我这是为你而做的。
And she had such a peaceful, restful life.
她的生命里满了这样的平安和安息。
That's what he has for each one of us.
那也是他为着我们每一位预备的。
He wants to be united with us even in our work.
他愿意即使当我们做工的时候也与我们联合。
You know, we have several coordinators in Jesus' ministry that do much work.
在我们接麦施工里有几位同工做了很多的工作。
And there's much to take care of.
有很多的事情需要处理。
It's easy for me. They give me a schedule and they give me the times.
他们对我来说比较容易，因为他们已经把事例表排好了，给我各种时间都排好了。
But I have found out that they love to be in the presence of Jesus.
但是我发现同工们都非常喜爱活在神的同在中。
They love to pray.
他们喜爱祷告。
Because God does miracles as we pray.
因为当我们祷告的时候神就行神迹。
Oh, I love that verse in Isaiah that tells us God works for those who wait on him.
Oh, 我喜爱以赛亚书那句经文，耶和华为等候他的人行事。
And that's what I learned in the faith home. Whenever there was a serious problem, we went to prayer.
那就是我在信心家庭里学到的，任何时候当有重大的事情发生，我们就起来祷告。
We didn't try to figure things out.
我们没有尝试着想要把事情搞清楚。
Or call the street superintendent to find out how he could help.
或者给街道的警察打电话，求他来帮助把事情解决。
Or contact some pastor over here in another city that maybe had an answer for us.
或者联络另外一个城市的一个牧师，希望他能够来把事情解决。
No, we got down on our knees before the Lord.
不，我们就跪下来向我们的主祷告。
And you can do that too.
你也可以这样做。
You can get down before him and say, Oh Jesus, you take care of this problem.
你可以就跪在他的面前对他说，主耶稣，你来掌管这件事。
Jesus, you fight for me.
主耶稣，你来为我征战。
I want to be connected to you.
我要与你连接。
I know that you told us that your yoke is easy, your burden is light.
我知道你已经告诉我们，我们你的轭是容易的，你的担子是轻省的。
I want to stay united to you.
我要一直保持与你的连接。
I think about that branch. Imagine it can do nothing if it's not connected to the vine.
我想到那个枝子，想象一下，当它离开了葡萄树，它什么都不能做。
Jesus longs to have that connection with us.
主耶稣渴望着要跟我们有这样的连接。
Some people call it prayer.
有些人称之为祷告。
Some people call it waiting on God.
有些人把它叫做安静等候神。
Others say it's practicing his presence.
另外一些人说这是操练神的同在。
Whatever, it's being connected to him.
不管你称他为什么，这就是与神连结。
I heard one minister say the less we talk to people, the more we talk to God.
我听说过一个牧者这样说，我们跟人说话越少，我们跟神说话就越多。
Just because we cannot see him doesn't mean that he's not there.
只是因为我们看不见他，并不意味着他不与我们同在。
Sometimes he gives us these sweet feelings.
有的时候他赐给我们这样甜美的感觉。
Like joy bubbling up in our heart.
喜乐就好像在我们的心里在冒泡。
Or sometimes it's that fire we feel inside.
另外一些时候我们感受到我们心里对着他的爱火。
But always, when Jesus comes, he speaks peace to your heart.
但每一次主耶稣来到的时候，他都在对你的心说平安。
He sets out all fear, all worry.
他拿取一切的恐惧和担忧。
And we realize he is the king.
我们就认识到他是王。
And we ask him to take his place on the throne of our heart.
我们恳求他就坐在我们心中的宝座上。
As we begin this new year, he wants to make all things new.
当我们开始这新的一年，他要使一切都变成新的。
He wants us to forget the things of the past.
他要我们忘记过去。
And look forward to something new he wants to do inside of us.
在期待他要在我们里面所做的新的工作。
You say, well, I don't always feel Jesus.
你说我并不常感受到耶稣。
That's when you walk by faith.
那就是你需要凭信而行。
And believe his word that he said, the kingdom of God is within you.
相信他的话语，他的话说神的国就在你的心里。
When the word declares, don't you know your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit?
他的话宣告说，岂不知你们的身子就是圣灵的殿吗？
And God lives within you by his Spirit.
神借着他的灵就住在你的里面。
Oh, how wonderful. To belong altogether to Jesus.
Oh, 全然的属于耶稣是何等奇妙的一件事。
To believe him.
来相信他。
And to find our hiding place.
找到那藏身之处。
Oh, when somebody gets angry with you or upset with you, you can turn on the inside and say, Oh, Jesus, you rule.
当有人对你发怒，对你生气的时候，你可以转回到里面，对主耶稣说，主耶稣，你来掌权。
Keep my mouth closed, you rule.
让我保持闭口，你来掌权。
Because you said you would fight for us and we should hold our peace.
因为你说，你只管站住，我要为你征战。
Today I was thinking about that time on the Lake of Galilee when the storm rose on the water.
今天我想到在加利利的湖边有一天海上起了风暴。
The wind was blowing and beating on the ship.
风暴大大的起来撞击着那个船。
And the disciples were so afraid.
门徒们都惧怕。
And guess where Jesus was?
你猜耶稣在哪里？
Well, they found him in the part of the ship, sound asleep with his head on a pillow.
他们发现耶稣在船尾睡觉，他用头枕着他的胳膊。
And they woke him up.
他们就把他推醒。
I said, don't you know we're perishing?
他们说夫子岂不知我们都要丧命了吗？
He said, why are you so fearful? And he made the storm stop.
主耶稣说你们为什么惧怕呢？他就让风浪平息了。
You know, when the storms come upon us, we must realize that Jesus is in the boat.
你知道当风浪来临的时候，我们必须意识到我们的主在船上。
He may be sleeping.
也许他在睡觉。
He may have his head on a pillow.
也许他头枕在枕头上。
But he's in full control.
但他在完全地掌管着一切。
And he wants us to come to trust him.
他要我们来信靠他。
Whether we have those wonderful feelings or whether we just stand on his word.
无论我们是有那美好的感觉，或者我们就是站立在他的话语上。
Heaven and earth will pass away, but his word will not pass away.
天地都要废去，他的话却不能废去。
And he has committed himself to take charge of our circumstances.
他已经把他自己委身于要来管理我们所遇见的一切的环境。
Oh, Jesus, we just pray that you will help us to find you within.
Oh, 主耶稣，我们祷告，你帮助我们来找到你就在我们的里面。
Help us to stand on your word that you live within us.
帮助我们站立在你话语的应许上，知道你就住在我们的里面。
You told us the kingdom of heaven is within you.
你告诉我们神的国就在我们里面。
That's the place where we can find you.
那是我们能够找到你的地方。
Don't look on the outside for what you told us was within us.
让我们不要在外面寻找你告诉我们是在我们里面的东西。
I pray you make yourself more real to us.
我们祷告你对我们变得更加的真实。
In Jesus' name I pray.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Yes, the real Christian life. That's a good word, the real one. It's having Jesus Christ live within us.
是的，这是一个很好的词语，真实的基督徒生活。一个真实的基督徒就是让耶稣基督住在我们的里面。
The Old Testament is full of failure.
在旧约圣经里充满了失败。
Even a man like King David, a man after God's heart, failed.
就连大卫王，他是合神心意的人，他也有失败。
And then we come into the New Testament, we see the disciples failing.
当我们来到新约圣经，我们看到门徒们也失败了。
Physically, they walked with Jesus for 3 years.
他们的肉身与耶稣同行三年之久。
They believed him, but then at the time of trial, they all forsook him and fled.
他们相信耶稣。但是当试炼的时刻来到，他们全都离弃主逃跑了。
But then, when Jesus paid the price for our sin on the cross, we had an opportunity to receive his own spirit.
但是当耶稣在十字架上为我们付上了赎价，我们就得着这样的机会，能够领受他自己的圣灵。
When the Holy Spirit came upon the disciples, they were changed men.
当圣灵降在门徒们的身上，他们都被改变了。
In Antioch, they called him Christian because they acted so much like Christ.
安提亚教会被称作基督徒，因为他们行事为人就像基督一样。
That's what we want people to call us. Let them see.Christ living in us.
我们也希望别人这样的称呼我们，让别人看见 基督就活在我们的里面。
This was God's plan from the beginning. He wanted that fellowship with us.
这就是神从起初就有的计划，他要与我们相交。
Adam chose something else.
亚当选择了别的。
And David, King David chose something else.
大卫王也选择了别的。
He chose his own fleshly desires.
他选择了他肉体的欲望。
And you know how many of those kings of Israel just wanted all the power and the glory for themselves.
你知道以色列有很多的王，他们所要的不过是权柄。欲望和他们自己的意思。
And as it grew time for Jesus to go to the cross, he found the disciples disputing who's going to be the best, who's going to be the greatest.
当主耶稣上十字架之前，他发现他的门徒们在争论谁伟大，谁是最好的。
But in the Old Testament, God even promised not only to Joel, but to his Ezekiel, I'm going to put my spirit within you.
但在旧约圣经里，神不仅是向约珥，也向以西结应许，我要把我的心灵放在你们的里面。
That's what he did on Pentecost.
那就是他在五旬节所做的。
He baptized them in his own spirit.
他以他自己的圣灵为他们施洗。
And they began to walk in the Spirit.
他们就开始行走在圣灵里。
They began to obey the Spirit.
他们就来顺服圣灵。
They were led by the Spirit.
他们蒙圣灵的引导。
And when the Spirit told them no, they obeyed.
当圣灵禁止他们说不，他们就顺服了。
That is our calling in these last days, to be filled with His Spirit.
这就是我们在末世的呼召，就是要被他的灵来充满。
And the place to obtain His Spirit is getting down at the feet of Jesus.
能够得到他的灵的地方，就是来到耶稣的脚前。
Realize that we don't have it without Him.
意识到离了他们，我们什么都没有。
We need to be connected to Him.
我们必须要与他连接。
We need to learn to walk in the Spirit.
我们要学习行走在他的灵里。
We need to talk in the Spirit.
我们要在灵里说话。
We need Him to take over in our thinking.
我们要他来接管我们的思想。
Fill our minds with the wonderful promises of the Scripture.
以圣经里奇妙的应许来充满我们的思想。
And recognize without Him we can do nothing at all.
意识到离了他我们什么都不能做。
He is the King sitting on the throne.
他是那位坐在宝座上的王。
All power is given unto Him.
所有的权柄都属于他。
And if we cling to Him,
我们如果靠在他的身上，
take time to be united to Him.
花时间与他联合。
Every day,
每一天，
He will have more control in our lives.
他就在更多的来掌管我们的生活。
And I encourage you, when you leave that quiet time with Jesus, take Him with you. Don't leave Him in the prayer room. Take Him with you and talk to Him all through the day, riding in the car, shopping in the grocery. Take Him with you.
我鼓励你，当你离开内室的时候，你要带着耶稣同去，无论是开车，无论是购物，不要把他留在内室，要一直带着耶稣与你同去。
He wants to be our constant companion.
他愿意成为我们 一直的同伴。
Oh, Jesus, we desire to be friends of yours.
Oh, 主耶稣，我们渴望成为你的朋友。
You said, I no longer call you servant, I call you friend.
你说，我不再称你们为仆人，我称你们为朋友。
You want us to be so united to you now.
你要我们现在就这样的与你连接。
That when you call us to be with you, we will be in your bride.
当你呼召我们与你同在，我们就成为你心腹中的一员。
That's the ultimate union with you.
那是至极的与你的联合。
But it takes humility.
但是需要谦卑。
It takes coming down and being obedient.
需要下来顺服你。
No matter what else happens or what other people do, we get quiet in your presence.
无论外面发生什么，无论别人做什么，我们就是来到你的面前，安静在你的同在里。
And we learn to give you our love.
我们学习把我们的爱献给你。
And be like Mary Magdalene, she washed your feet with her tears.
就像抹大拉的玛利亚一样，用她的眼泪擦你的脚。
And when you rose from the dead, you appeared first to Mary.
当你从死里复活以后，你第一个向玛利亚显现。
You're looking these days for intimate fellowship.
这些日子你在寻找那亲密的与你的关系。
You want to have an intimate friendship.
你渴望与我们有那亲密的友谊。
That we're so connected to you that nothing can separate us.
我们与你是这样的连结，没有什么能够让我们与你隔开。
Neither life nor death can separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord.
无论是生是死，都不能够让我们与神的爱隔绝，这爱是在我们的主耶稣基督里的。
Make the bride ready for your coming.
使你的心腹预备好为着你的再来。
Help us, Lord, to realize this is the real Christian life.
主帮助我们认识到这就是真实的基督徒的生命。
Letting Christ live out his life within us.
允许基督在我们里面活出他的生命。
The old way of doing things just whatever we please.Is changed.
我们按着自己的意思而行的旧生命要被改变。
In the new year, we desire to follow your spirit.
在新的一年里，我们渴望来跟随你的圣灵。
To draw close to you.
更加的亲近你。
And realize your great desire is to have.Fellowship with us.
认识到你最大的渴望就是跟我们相交。
You'll do the work through us.
你要透过我们来工作。
But we must keep our focus on you.
但我们必须把我们的心专注于你。
We ask you to go from heart to heart.
我们恳求你从一颗心到另外一颗心。
Warm us with your presence.
以你同在的温暖来温暖我们。
Bring us into that abiding with you.
把我们带入住在你里面的实际。
Abide means to live.
住在你里面就是活在你的里面。
When we hear somebody say, where's your adobe? It means, where's your home?
当我们听见人说，你的居所在哪里，就是你的家在哪里。
Our home is to be in Jesus.
我们的家就是在耶稣的里面。
And Jesus in us.
耶稣也在我们的里面。
For your glory, we pray, Jesus, and in your name, Amen.
为着你的荣耀，我们祷告，奉你的名 ，Amen.
Hallelujah, Hallelujah,
Hallelujah.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, yes.
Perhaps Pastor Ruth would like to pray for us all.
许郭牧师要为我们来祷告。
主耶稣，我们感谢你，我们赞美你，赞美你。在最初，你创造了我们，你创造了我们，就是为了要与我们有相交。为了让我们能够成为你的心腹，这是何等奇妙的事情。主啊，你没有改变过你的计划，没有。你一直在做，一直在等，你一次次的做，做了好几千年了，你没有改变你的心意，而且我们看到你的计划就要成就了，就要成就了。你已经在相信你的人当中，你一而再的来做呼召，呼召心里愿意的、渴慕的、火热的、被你的灵感动的，要来到你的面前，来与你相交，要预备自己成为你的心腹，要让圣灵在我们身上来工作。哦，主啊，我们就是这其中很少人听到你这个呼召，而且愿意来的。我们感谢你，我们赞美你，我们正在学习当中，我们正在操练当中。有些人已经领受到了，有些人刚刚在开始。也许我们心里着急，但是我们相信你，我们相信你，因为这是你自己要做的工。我们只要一直相信你，一直来到你的面前，你就会做，你就要把这件事成就在我们的身上，让我们成为你所要的心腹。哦，主啊，我们感谢你，我们赞美你，赞美你。主啊，我们要为着你这个心意来感谢你，来赞美你。我们现在就在默默当中，我们要来想你在我身上的恩典是何等的大。我们或者回忆起刚才信息里边有几句或者一句就敲动我的心的，我这个时候我就要来回应。我觉得这个时候是最好的时候，我们就要安静来到主的面前，来对他有回应。你不要离开，不要离开，我们的聚会还没有结束，圣灵在这里，耶稣在这里，他还要亲自来呼召你。我们只要心里默默地对他说，主啊，我愿意，我愿意，我这个时候我的心完全向你敞开。 主啊，不要漏掉我，不要漏掉我。我愿意在这个心腹的行列当中，虽然我现在可能还很无知，我可能每天大多时候还在自己里面，但是我要回应你的呼召，我要开始不断地来到你面前，让圣灵来工作，我要更多的安静在你的面前。哈利路亚。
There's a song that's been ringing in my heart for the last couple hours. It's abiding, abiding. Oh, how wonderfully sweet. Maybe Sister Alice with us, she could sing that.
在过去的几个小时，一直有一首歌在我的心里回响，就是安息，安息，我安息在救主脚前。
Oh, how wonderfully sweet. I'm resting, resting at the dear Savior's feet.
居在主里何等甘甜，我安息在救主脚前。
居在主里何等甘甜，我安息在救主脚前，全然心空满足忧中，我安息在受死主中。居住里，居住里，哦，何等甘甜！我安息，安息在救主脚前。他发赐圣洁他话语，平安之福天赐厚灵，所赐平安非是难遇，借此盼望我魂安居。居住里，居住里，哦，何等甘甜！我安息，安息在救主脚前。或者非我乃他，或者大能工作他亲自做，我想祭司向他而活，看万事顺安息为的。居住里，居住里，哦，何等甘甜！我安息，安息在救主脚前。我心安息，就恩已成，借神儿子我梦拯救，借我灵魂对世精诚，
我的平安喜乐融融，居住里，居住里，哦，何等甘甜，我安心，安心，在救主脚前，居住里，居住里，哦，何等甘甜，我安心，安心，在救主脚前。
Jesus, we pray you increase our hunger.
主耶稣，我们恳求你加增我们对你的渴慕。
We thank you for letting us experience your presence.
我们感谢你让我们经历到你的同在。
Make us to hunger for more.
让我们饥渴的要更多。
Don't let us be satisfied.
不要让我们这样就满足。
You said, blessed are those that hunger and thirst for righteousness, they'll be filled.
你说饥渴慕义的人有福了，因为他们必得饱足。
We ask you to do a new thing in the new year.
我们恳求你在新的一年里来做新事。
That we will be walking in the light as you're in the light.
让我们行走在光明中，如同你在光明中一样。
Amen.
We'll be hearing your voice more clearly.
我们要更清楚地听到你的声音。
Amen.
And be obedient.To find time to be alone with you.
并且顺服你来找到时间单独与你同在。
Amen.
That you may change us.
好让你来改变我们。
Body, soul, and spirit.
灵魂体。
Be with everyone tonight.
今天晚上与每一位同在。
Amen.
Those who were unable to join, we believe you stand in the midst.
那些无法与我们同在参加的，我们相信你就站在他们的当中。
You whisper peace to their heart.
你对他们的心说平安。
Reveal and manifest yourself.
向他们来显现你的自己。
Because nothing can keep us from being in your presence.
因为没有什么能够让我们与你的同在隔开。
Because you're on the inside.
因为你就在我们的里面。
Or no one can touch.
没有人能，没有人能触摸到我们的心。
We give you glory.
我们把荣耀归给你。
We love you, Jesus.
主耶稣，我们爱你。
In your name we ask, and Amen.
奉你的名我们恳求， Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.我们谢谢 Martha 牧师今天给我们的分享，还有宝华姐妹，谢谢她给我们翻译。我今天做了很多笔记，因为今天好像是 Martha 牧师跟我们讲最多关于她的妈妈，她小时候所受的影响，她在 信心家庭里边所受的训练，我觉得非常非常的宝贵。他讲到他们在信心家庭里边，无论遇到什么事情，有什么麻烦，他们不会说打电话去找这个找那个，找什么公司还是什么，他们第一件事就是跪下来找耶稣。这是何等美好的信心，也是与神同行的一种生活。感谢主，愿神祝福我们每一位。那我们下个礼拜同一个时间再见。